I want to begin by wishing all of you mothers here a very happy Mother's Day. If I could have all the mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and great-great-grandmothers, if we have them here this morning, to please stand so we can recognize you. I know it's embarrassing, but we love you so much. Let's give a round of applause for all of our mothers here. Thank you for all that you do. Guys, we know that we can't get by without a woman and a mother in life. Mothers, thank you for your yes to life. I know, like, imagine, that being a mother isn't easy. But just know that all of you are deeply valued and appreciated. My mother can't be here this morning. She mentioned something about a Macy's Day sale. So there were two brothers who wanted to do something very special for their mother, for Mother's Day. And so early in the morning, they ran upstairs, about 5 o'clock in the morning, before their mother got up. And they said, "Mom, we want you to stay in bed this morning." And so they ran back downstairs and began to cook breakfast. And the mother could smell the smell of bacon coming up from the kitchen, and she got so excited that her two sons would be doing something very special for her that Mother's Day. About 15 minutes passed, and she was worried, like all of you mothers do. You get worried about your sons, I'm sure, cooking in the kitchen, getting burned, having some kind of accident. But she let them be. And after about 30 minutes, she didn't hear anybody talking downstairs. The smell of bacon kind of faded. And so out of worry, she went downstairs to the kitchen, and she saw both of her sons at the kitchen table with these plates filled with eggs and bacon. And the younger son looked at his mom and said, "Mom, we wanted you to sleep in this morning for Mother's Day so you wouldn't have to cook us breakfast." That might have been me and my younger brother. Well, in addition to Mother's Day weekend, this weekend, the church celebrates the great feast of the Ascension 40 days after Easter. Hard to believe 40 days have already passed. The Ascension of Jesus is something that we profess in just a few minutes. We'll do it again at each and every Mass in the Creed when we say that he ascended to the heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. We say it every week. It must be important. What does it mean? What does it mean? Most of us, at some point in life, if we haven't already, will experience death. Experience a loss of a parent or a spouse, maybe a child, an aunt or an uncle, a grandmother or a grandfather, an uncle or aunt, somebody that we were very close with who passed away. What was one of the first questions that we asked ourselves? What was one of the first questions that you asked yourself? Was it this question? Was it, will I ever see them again? Will I ever get to see them again? That same question was a question on the hearts of the apostles and the early followers of Christ. But the apostles were so convinced that what they saw, they were so convinced that they saw Jesus ascending to the Father that because of witnessing that, they went out to all corners of the earth to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That this God-made man truly died, truly rose, and truly ascended into heaven. We live in an age and a culture that's really dominated by science and technology. Many people say that they find it very hard to believe in a God that they can't see. That unless we can put God underneath a microscope, unless we can look at him and see him, observe him in the sky, that God doesn't exist. How can I believe in a God that I can't see? What's the difference between that invisible God and, say, Peter Pan, or some kind of fairy tale? Some people say that the most real things in life, the most true things in life, are those things that can be seen and observed and dissected, analyzed, measured, taken apart, put back together. But then what about those things that are nevertheless very real to us? Even the most convinced atheist, like truthfulness, fidelity, honor, love for a spouse, love for a mother. Can we put these things under a microscope and study them? No. Do they exist? You bet they do. You bet they do. Now, I'm not saying that you can't express that love or that fidelity to a spouse or to a mother. But once you stop giving that rose or expressing that love in some tangible, physical way, does your love stop? No. Does your faithfulness cease? Absolutely not. When that soldier takes off his uniform, does he quit being loyal to his country? Absolutely not. There are things in the world that are invisible, but that are very real. That are very real. The Feast of the Ascension, friends, is that reminder. That there are things in this world that are unseen, that are invisible, but that are still very real. In just a few moments at the Eucharist, when those words are said, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world," when we set our gaze on that host, is it difficult to believe that that is actually God and not a symbol of God? You bet it is. But just because we can't see it, does that make it any less real? Just because we can't put it underneath a microscope, does it mean that that isn't God? Absolutely not.